A family in Nebusquiak, near Bethel, is celebrating the return of Nick Steven. His remains will be put to rest this weekend, decades after he was lost to them as a soldier in the Alaska Territorial Guard in World War II. From Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has the story.
It took 66 years to really research and find his remains.
Sophie Jenkins is Nick Steven's niece.
I don't know, the feeling is just anticipation and mixed with, you know, wanting to welcome and then put a closure to what we have been waiting for so long.
Steven's remains were found in a cemetery in Walla Walla, Washington, where he had been sent for tuberculosis treatment. But Jenkins says there was a lot of confusion about what had happened to him and how he got there. What the family did know was that Stevens was a healthy 24-year-old when he went into the Alaska Territorial Guard in 1942. Jenkins said her father, who is Nick's brother, didn't know much more than that.
With the limited English, my father and my grandfather wouldn't understand.
Jenkins says there were documents about her uncle's whereabouts, but there was a language barrier. Her father speaks Yupik, but the military correspondence was in English. She remembers when she was 9 years old, her father gave her an envelope with some papers on her uncle.
He had mentioned that his brother might be on Alaska or Dutch Harbor, might be buried there. And so, you know, it was kind of confusing for me.
Jenkins didn't know it at the time, but the envelope had clues as to her uncle's whereabouts. Not until 2007, when the envelope resurfaced when her parents moved, did Jenkins get the chance to start searching again. She hit a few dead ends at first.
She went through a lot of other different people, agencies. She was at that give up point, so I said, okay, I'll try. Worst I could do is find out that I couldn't locate him also.
Irene Washington is a rural veterans liaison, a new position in Bethel. She was able to call around and find that Stephen fell ill shortly after he joined the ATG when he was fighting in the Aleutian War. He was sent to Washington for treatment.
And we found him. It was a very nice day when we found him.
Back then, many Alaska Natives were getting TB, but people didn't know how serious it was. There were an estimated 2,000 to 2,500 active TB cases among Alaska Natives, but treatment was limited.
At that point in time, there was no drug therapy for tuberculosis.
Dr. Beth Funk is a medical epidemiologist for the state. She says the treatment then included just resting at home or spending a year or more resting in a hospital or possibly getting surgery.
People might have traveled to Mount Edgecombe or Anchorage or to Seattle for pretty invasive surgeries of collapsing the lung. There were a number of ways to try to do that to control TB. And that was really all anybody had in the 1940s to treat TB.
It's unclear just what treatment Nick Steven received. It is known that he got sick shortly after going into the Guard in 1942, and he passed away 2 years later. Steven's family is Russian Orthodox, and they are holding a wake today, followed by funeral services Saturday afternoon in Nebusquiak. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.